if there is anything against any past government official, due process must be followed. And I'm sure all of us will have peace. My respected colleague, extend to His Excellency the President of the Republic the assurances of the minority that with this, we will also accord him every courtesy due him as President of the Republic. We would cooperate and oppose when we have to oppose. After all, our duty is to oppose you, and we can work together as a people to represent our people and for our people to learn from us and to teach us and to train us and to help us to advance this democracy. I want to conclude, Mr. Speaker, by saying that Mr. Ken Oforiatta, as of this morning, I had an extensive engagement with him. He's traumatized by the labeling of this adjective described to his person, but he still knows that his God is with him. He's undergoing some medical procedure. In fact, I had an early morning engagement with the chief of staff who confirmed that indeed Mr. Ken Oforiatta wrote to him and his receipt of the letter. He was very sincere in telling me that. So within reasonable time, I'm sure he would come. I will also engage the office of the special prosecutor, engage constructively, assure him and his office that if there was any miscommunication, I, as a leader of my side, is assuring him that the man will make himself available. He left the country with permission. He would come. And if there is anything that has to be investigated, he will make himself available.